This is a dictation. New patient. Patient name is Desmond Brown, DezmanBrown. The new patient visit date of service is 3/14/2025. Date of birth is 12/5/2006. Date of accident is 3/12/2025. Chief complaint is headaches with dizziness, pain in the neck, mid back and lower back, is shooting pain to the left buttock, left lower leg, pain in the right lower chest. History of automobile accident. The patient reports that all his symptoms are emanating from an accident that happened on 3/12/2025. History of automobile accident is described as follows. The patient was involved in an automobile accident as a rear passenger on the right. He states that he was traveling in a Yukon vehicle. His uncle was driving. His godbrother, godsister, and friend Larry were traveling in the car. He himself was sitting on the rear passenger on the right, and he was restrained. The accident happened on 10 mile Evergreen. He reported that they were trying to make a right turn on 696 when their car was rear-ended. By a Chrysler minivan at 50 to 60 miles an hour. He was wearing a seatbelt, airbags did not deploy, there was no loss of consciousness, it was not a hit and run accident. The police did come to the scene, ambulance did not come to the scene, and patient was not taken to a hospital via ambulance. Regarding the damage to the car, patient reports that most of the rear of the car was damaged, the bumper, the trunk, and it was drivable, but it was wobbly. There was no damage to any of the windows or windshields, except the rear windshield was slightly cracked, but no other damage. And no damage to the inside of the car. He reported that regarding the injury, patient hit the head to the seat in front, and he felt whiplash of the neck when he hit back into the headrest, back and forth, forward, and other than that, he did not have any laceration, fracture, bleeding, or any other issues. History of presenting illness, patient reports that he is suffering from headache, which are 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. He developed a big lump in his back of his head in the occipital area. The headaches are off and on. They last for 20 minutes to 1 to 2 hours. They are occupying the front and the back of the head. Severe on a scale of 1 to 10, 7 or 8, and off and on. They are sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise, and associated with nausea. And there is an associated TBI symptom of dizziness and ringing in the ear, in both the ears. Other than that, patient denies any vertigo, any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. Patient denies any memory loss, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion. Patient denies any lack of focus, loss of concentration, or nightmares. Patient denies any nausea, vomiting, or spots in the vision or blurred vision. Patient denies any taste problem, smell problem, TMJ problem. No other issues are described by the patient. No history of any sudden anesthesia, no history of incontinence of the urine bowel, no anxiety, depression, panic is reported by the patient. No sleep disturbance. In addition, patients do not describe any numbness or tingling except in the left posterior part of the leg. That is off and on. No lightheadedness. Patient is able to walk reasonably well with no difficulty walking. Slight weakness is reported, no lightheadedness. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient has a constant pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and affecting the upper part of the back across. and then lower back pain is shooting down to the left leg posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. And it's pain as well as numbness and tingling. But it lasts up to the knee. The pain is described as throbbing, sharp, cramping, hot burning, aching, and is 8 to 9 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 8. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, walking, driving, and improved by nothing. And he can walk up to, he can walk painfully, according to him, for like 100 feet. He can sit and stand for 30 minutes. He can sleep 1 to 2 hours, and then he has a disturbed sleep. So far, he has had no muscle weakness, fall, or any numbness, tingling, or any incontinence. He had no X-rays, no CT scan or any other testing. No past treatment has been provided to him. Please review the records for system review, past surgical history, allergic history, and then family history, and relationship status, current employment status. He's a do-delivery, real estate, general labor, legal history, and personal history. As well as the ADLs that are being scanned. Thank you. Physical examination, blood pressure is 148 over 98, pulse 59, pulse ox is 99, temperature 98.7. This is a 18-year-old African-American boy of average build and efficient, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No time. Patient is alert, does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be overtly anxious, or lethargic. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive device. Do not find any antalgic gait. Rest of the exam is from the template. Chest examination, slight tenderness in both sides of the lower chest with decreased breath sounds, but no crepitations or wheezing. No fractures of the ribs are suspected. The neurological examination is normal. Musculature examination reveals severe spasm of the quadratus lumborum muscle bilaterally and paravertebral muscle spasm L1 to L5 bilaterally with trigger points. SI joint is pretty normal. In musculoskeletal examination, flexion palpation is from the template. Tenderness of the spine is not noticed. Paravertebral spasm is present from L1 to L5 bilaterally. Paravertebral muscle hypertonicity 2 plus is noticed. Range of motion of the cervical spine. In cervical spine, the forward flexion is 50, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion 25, bilateral rotation 60. Lumbar spine forward flexion is 40, bilateral, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 25, and bilateral rotation is 25. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. The patient has negative Hoffman sign but positive Sperling sign, positive. Lermit test, positive. Destruction test, total test is negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test, lump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernig test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees bilaterally. Contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally. Bregar test is negative. CAMP test is positive. And the Babinski sign is negative. SI joint are completely non-tender. And standing flexion test negative. Iliac compression test negative. Distraction test negative. Favor test negative. Constant test negative. Tendelberg sign is negative. Diagnosis. The diagnosis for Desmond Brown are as follows. General, V89.2, F60. In CNS, R51, R42. F09.90XA. Nerves, M79.2. Muscles, M79.1. Ligaments, M54.0. Blunt chest trauma. I do not have the code for it. Rule out fracture ribs. Cervical spine. M54.2, M50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA, 36 spine, M54.09, 54.6, I1.24, S23.3XXA, lumbar spine, M54.5, S33.5XXA, SI joint, M54.17, S33.5XXA, M46.1. Plan of care comes from the template treatment plan. Physical therapy is ordered for Mr. Desmond Brown to be provided for neck, mid-back, lower back, chest area, and paravertebral muscle area for muscle spasm and quadratus lumborum muscles 3 times a week to include traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, and that program. Disability is ordered. Patient is found disabled for work, housework replacement, and transportation help. The meds and labs have been reviewed and ordered. The non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry, fitness club are all yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records, medical records, none are available. International pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Refer to psychiatry, neuropsych, none. Standard care, none. Case worker, none. Investigation, no investigation is being ordered at this time. DMS, patient is being provided with a back brace, tense unit. Education is yes. Follow visit in 7 days, direct contact. Medications. The patient was indeed provided medications as follows. Non-narcotic medications, Celebrex, 200 mg a day for non inflammatory, anti-inflammatory, and he was also provided Mobic 7.5 at night and Flexeril 10 mg at twice a day for muscle relaxation. Rotonix, actually Celebrex was not provided, only Mobic 15 mg a day is provided. Mobic is for anti-inflammatory 15 mg a day. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix for stomach protection 20 mg twice a day. Ortram, Tramadol 50 mg PRN for pain relief. Elavil 50 mg at night for pain relief. Irontin 600 mg twice a day for radiculopathy and headaches. Therapies are provided for headache relief. Dendrosin lotion is for topical pain relief. Patient is advised to return back in 15 days for further evaluation and order of further investigation. Thank you.